Today we're going to talk a bit about Mac DeMarco prior to his upcoming shows in San Francisco, both at Amoeba Records in the Haight neighborhood and his show at Great American Music Hall. I am not embarrassed in the slightest to admit that he is my number one crush at the minute. The 24-year-old has two albums and an EP under his belt, and with the release of his latest album, Salad Days, has pretty much skyrocketed to stardom overnight. Previous to being known as Mac DeMarco, he recorded under the name Makeout Videotape, released an album, and toured with Japandroids back in 2009. Soon after, he ditched the moniker, teamed up with some friends from Edmonton, and thus Mac DeMarco the band was born. His first full-length album saw mild success. One of the songs made its way into a television advert. Pitchfork caught wind of him, and he's only gone up from there. Tyler, the Creator, an equally as obnoxious in every way sort of personality, once tweeted, "Dear Mac DeMarco, I love you. You're awesome." Soon after, Mac joked about the two working on an offensive collaboration, but so far, there's no word of it. During live shows, he's been known to do some pretty raunchy things. He will make out with people on stage, he'll fart into the microphone. It was on his most recent tour that he wrote Salad Days, an album he explains is far more personal than anything he's ever done before. He has a few tracks on Salad Days dedicated to his girlfriend, which is mildly upsetting that he even has one, but really quite sweet. Since Salad Days, he's been featured on Pitchfork's Best New Music list twice. He has a 30-minute documentary, or mini-macumentary as I like to call it, titled Pepperoni Playboy, which is all about his tour through Asia, hanging out with his bandmates, and just what he gets up to, both at his house in Brooklyn, back in Canada, etc., etc. He has a full cover story on Pitchfork as well. They're really quite keen on him. And he's been all around the world touring. He stopped off in London for a few nights, and I'm about to go see him in a few days in San Francisco, and at the end of the summertime down in Los Angeles. Really, I think what makes him so great and why people love him so much is he's got a certain nonchalance about him. Like, he's really not bothered about what he does in the public eye, which I think is quite different to most celebrities and famous people who are usually too worried about what other people think of them.
Shit.
I think in Mac DeMarco's case, that actually helps him quite well. But I've certainly drawn a crowd in my friends and the people I know. But I definitely think he has one of those love him or hate him sort of personalities. I think a lot of people do probably hate him. But really, I just think he's trying to, you know, enjoy himself, have a good time. He started a thing called the Cigarette Pit after his song Ode to Viceroy, which is a budget cigarette brand. He, like I mentioned before, is known for doing quite rude things on stage, I think, both with and without his band members' consent. But on that note, we'll end with a clip from the song Ode to Viceroy off of his first album, titled Two. Viceroy.